Are we still where we have been with the sticking point being the emergency funding for FEMA and how to pay for it?
Yeah, and that's basically the rub, is how do you pay for it? The Senate's going to vote here in about another hour and 10 minutes on the Senate Democratic version, which has the same level of funding for FEMA and disaster relief as the House bill, which is a little bit over $3.5 billion, but doesn't include any offset spending cuts. And the Republicans are demanding at least about $1.5 billion in spending cuts. So, you know, there's no resolution at this point, and they've got to come up with some kind of a deal relatively quickly. The good news is that we've heard that FEMA won't necessarily run out of money until Thursday or Friday or towards the end of the week. And it had earlier been expected that FEMA would run out of money tomorrow. So that may take a little bit of pressure off of them getting a deal. But, you know, maybe they need some pressure before they, you know, somebody blinks here, the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yeah, that was my fear. The cynic in me thought, well, maybe that'll mean that people will say, well, we can take the foot off the gas pedal then if we have until Thursday or Friday.
Right. So, I mean, when in doubt, Congress acts at the last possible minute. Now they've gotten this reprieve. Maybe this means, you know, this fight lasts a few more days. I mean, I don't think this fight makes either side look particularly good, but given that they're arguing over about $1 billion, which is, you know, the grand scheme of things, you know, tiddlywinks, you know, when they're talking about, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars in deficits, et cetera. But, you know, both sides are still, you know, it just shows you how far apart the two parties are where they can't even agree on, you know, these relatively small fights, when basically they both agree on how much money to spend at this point. They still can't agree on how to spend the money or where the money is going to come from. And, you know, they're both making their political points. So the Democrats are trying to accuse Republicans of basically being heartless and trying to slash a program that the Democrats say helps jobs, which is a program that helps auto manufacturers put out more efficient cars and electric vehicles. And then you got Republicans saying, hey, these government funds, even though some of us have supported them in the past, have also contributed to companies like Solyndra, which went belly up, and now we don't think the government should be involved in this sort of thing anymore. So, you know, there's a lot of sort of gamesmanship on both sides. The Democrats, in fact, have cut this fund before. Back when they did Cash for Clunkers a couple of years ago, they cut this program to help pay for that. So, you know, there's lots of sort of maneuvering on both sides here. And it's still not clear which side is going to ultimately blink. The expectation a few days ago had been that the Democrats would blink here in the Senate, and that could still happen. But you never know. I think that a lot of them feel like they can win this argument politically and push it to the wall and make the Republicans look like the bad guys here. And we're just going to have to see when they all get back and vote here in about an hour, how much of them have an appetite for taking this another day or two.
Is this a 50 or 60 vote that margin that Senator Reid needs to get this passed?
He needs to get to 60 votes. You know, he had successfully passed a $7 billion disaster relief measure a few weeks ago and sent it over to the House, and he had 10 Republicans backing him. So theoretically, he could get to that 60. But, you know, some of those Republicans aren't likely to vote for this particular package. So it's going to be, you know, one would expect it to get in the high 50s, but probably not getting to 60. You'd think the Republicans usually hold together. So, you know, the question is, after that vote, which is probably going to take a long time, might take an hour or two to vote, after that vote, do they start negotiating, or do they just, you know, throw partisan bombs at each other and wait for one side to blink? The House, of course, has not come back yet this week, and so, you know, if the Senate sends them anything that's not just, you know, a rubber stamping what the House already sent them, the House would have to come back and vote on it to get it to the president's desk before the end of the week, when a government shutdown would take effect.
One, you mentioned precedent on voting and who supported what. One thing I have not heard much about precedent on is members of Congress sticking around to continue working on this through a Jewish holiday, which is what the deadline that a lot of people have talked about people being up against on Capitol Hill. Is there precedent for that that you know of? Is it possible that despite the Jewish holidays that start Wednesday evening, members could hang around and this could stretch into Thursday and Friday?
I think there's a chance it sticks around. It's unlikely, but, there is precedent for doing things and, you know, coming back, on Friday certainly is a possibility. But I think it's still very unlikely that there will actually be a government shutdown. I mean, the amount of money that we're talking about is so small, basically a dispute over a little over $1 billion, that it would almost, you know, sort of defy, you know, any kind of sense, political or otherwise, to actually shut down the government over this. On the other hand, you know, we've seen some things in the last few years that sometimes have defied common sense and haven't always been the smartest thing to do. So you never know.